Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. How does it sound to you, Bonnie?
Well, your voice sounds normal.
Okay.
Me, like it does.
And you sound normal too. I have a lot to talk about today, a lot.
Oh, you do?
Well, not a lot, but, one, you know, I sat, welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. That's, you gotta say welcome to my, you know, whatever you're doing, something like this. You know, a lot of times we don't say welcome to, but I think now.
But who are you saying it to? Like, look at your face. There you go. There you go. Say it to them. Look right in there. Look right there.
See? No one talks like this, like you're staring, and we're not doing, you know.
You're talking. You're not talking to me. You're talking. You're saying. You're going like this. Okay, people. Thank you. No, you'd be like, hey, thanks for tuning in and listening.
That's so silly.
Okay, so, I'm not gonna have this argument.
I mean, the mic.
That's it's it hard. For Look, me. I've told you 27,000 times.
Then you should lift your computer up this high. Look. Okay.
Why would? Okay, let's do it. Let's show you exactly how that would be.
Now you're
both. Oh, perfect. Is that good? Is that good for you?
Not that high, right below the camera. Oh, that really? You're gonna exaggerate the lifting of a computer? Now
I didn't exaggerate. I actually did it so that you would.
Yeah, but now you're doing physical exaggerations. I slobbered on that. Anyhow.
Okay.
Let's not get into that.
If you're talking to the folks at home or in their cars.
Well, if they're in their cars and they're watching this, then they should get a ticket.
They got somebody's driving them.
Look how you drink your coffee. Like, you really think you're like royalty.
Because I'm drinking my coffee with two hands.
Yeah, no one holds a cup with two hands. It's like you're holding a baby and sipping the baby or something like fresh. Oh. All right, it doesn't matter. Let's not fight and try to be funny. First of all, remember when I was complaining about my email? Do you remember that?
How could I forget? That was the biggest event of 2022 so far.
It didn't happen in 2021.
Well, it was the second biggest event of 2021 and the biggest event of 2022.
You moved the garbage can. It's supposed to be right there so you can reach over and drop stuff in it. That's all right. I'll move it back. So, I complain.
Someone save me from all this, please. I'd be a good country western singer, I think. I have a lot to sing about.
Or maybe a country western writer, composer.
Oh, wow, you don't like my voice?
No, I love your voice. Sing a little.
My husband's dumb and I don't know how to get around it.
My wife makes me numb. That's okay. All I got.
Thanks for laughing at your own joke.
I gotta say, I'm pretty funny lately.
A couple days ago you were doing good.
For like a week.
You were making me laugh about stuff.
All right, so
I had a pretty funny joke about my dead phone.
Oh, let's tell the joke. Tell the joke.
I said, because I don't think people will understand it.
Well, Yeah, they will. But let me. No, don't forget. That's a funny joke. Tell it. Well, because after Bob Saget, may he rest in peace. I'll talk about Bob in a few. But go ahead.
Either someone's breaking in. Allie's having a.
Yeah, someone's at the door. Probably dropping off my tuna helper that I ordered on Amazon. I can't wait to try it. You know where I got the idea?
Oh, I don't, actually.
I was watching Yellowstone.
And they were having tuna?
No, hamburger helper, but she made it with, I think, tuna helper. And I go, well, I don't have that many options of food to eat because I don't eat meat.
But you eat tuna.
I eat fish. Yes. So I heard her, I go, man, that's, I remember when I was a kid, I used to get, my mom used to make hamburger helper. It was so good.
Sounds like a wonderful childhood.
So
That was a big highlight.
So
tuna helper.
So,
oh, hamburger helper.
Well, no, she used to make tuna. This is so good. Cream tuna on toast with peas in it. I got to get that recipe. I tried it once here. It's with like flour, cream tuna on toast with peas in it. Oh, it was so good.
the things that we like from our childhood sound disgusting. Because we used to always like cut our toast into strips and then dip it in tomato juice. That was one of our favorite breakfasts.
All right. Can you take your arm off of my chair? Because you're touching me. That makes me uncomfortable. So tell the joke. So Bob died. Bob Saget. May he rest in peace.
And everyone was rushing to post pictures of them with Bob Saget.
Yes. Even people really not connected with him. They just want to get on the, like, I was with, I worked with Bob, you know, when we did Skankfest like a month ago. No, November, right? It was November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing, and Rebecca says, come to the dressing room. So I go there, and Bob was there, and I haven't seen him since who knows when. Maybe.
Well, I don't like this Rebecca being like, come to the dressing room.
Because I was hosting Bob's show. So I haven't seen Bob, I don't know, since maybe we did radio.
And you just readily went. Come on to the dressing room.
Yeah, someone said Rebecca wants to see you in a dressing room. She was one of the...
Rebecca, who's was one of running the founders of the
Skankfest.
Skankfest.
And so running,
a lot of power at Skankfest.
It's not power. They said Rebecca wants to see you in a dressing
room. Yeah, yeah.
And so I get there and Bob's there. And I haven't seen it. And we sat and talked probably, I don't know, for 40, 45 minutes, you know, whatever. You look great, healthy, whatever. Hosted a show. And that's, you know, what I said, you know, when he passed away, I said, you know, I just saw him a little over a month ago. It was great talking with him. He looked healthy. You know, when at the ONA virus tour, he called my kids. They were young. And the guy from Full House called my kids. They were so ecstatic, you know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even before that. So, whatever. I just wrote that. Rest in peace. And... No.
I got John Stamos to call your mom.
No, you didn't. Yeah. What, when you guys woke up in the morning, mm-hmm. You said, I know you. Anyhow.
Do you think that I kind of like this one, though, so I don't want to, like,
whatever.
Bury it completely.
I walk in the Laugh Factory, and she's sitting up there with John Stamos, and she acted like I was a fan, not even her husband.
Like, I was being a little like, why you have to show up now? But
so
I don't know if you might be exaggerating it a little.
So I just wrote that. I don't post pictures. And someone who else just passed away, a friend, I didn't write any of that stuff on Twitter because whatever. So people that...
No one knows what you're talking about anymore.
No, about Bob. So people that are barely connected with anybody.
Yeah.
And... You know, they talk about whatever. They turn it into them. There was a guy who passed away, a comic. Some other comic wrote, he was an asshole, da, 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 da.
Really?
Yeah. And this other comic, and he passed away of cancer. He goes, when I met him, he was an asshole.
Oh, not about Bob.
No one. I'm waiting for somebody to write something negative about him.
Nothing negative about him.
It's the nice, you know. When this other comic passed away, this one comic who was like a new, he was an asshole when I first met him. That he died of cancer. And I wrote, hey, maybe that's the day he found out he had cancer, that one comic. So it shut the other guy up. So, Anyhow, everybody post their pictures and tell them the joke that you said. It was so funny.
I said my phone died, and Jeff Ross took a picture of it. Posted a picture of it.
With him, no.
Oh,
you
I
said
did it wrong.
Do the joke over and do it right like you did it last time, please.
I said, my phone died, and Jeff Ross just posted a picture with it.
Yeah, see, that's funny. They want me to do a quick Zoom with Norton. I'll do it on this phone on the podcast.
No.
Yes, with Bobby. And let's see how that works. Let's just see.
Okay, we may have to cut this all
we'll
out.
We'll see. We'll just see. Okay, send link. All right. And Bobby, so it's you, so because you know they're going to say something.
Maybe the producer can do it all in the computer.
No, they only got 10 minutes. They're rapping in 10 minutes. Let's see. This might work. So do your joke again.
The people got the joke.
Anyhow, when I was complaining about my emails, my friend Matt fixed everything. What is this? Meeting?
Send a link. Say send a link.
But can I send a link if you need? Yes.
You're getting a little...
Send link, because I got to see what it's Bobby. They're saying something negative on radio, and that's why they want to put me on, because it's going to be negative.
Okay, well,
and I'll hold the cat.
I'm excited to join in.
Okay, so my friend Matt fixed my email. My friend Matt is a computer genius. You know, I've known him since whenever 20s. We used to. Party.
You guys were alive in the 20s? 100 years ago?
Yes. So, I was complaining about the emails, and he fixed everything. Matt, I don't want to say his last name because he might not want it. What? How hard is it to send a link?
You really want to do this?
Yeah, I want to see what they're saying something. You know.
Do you not see your finger?
Okay. Where's... Oh.
From the My Wife Hates Me podcast.
Yes.
Here. It's great to have you guys.
Okay, here's good to have. Thank you for calling in. I know what Bobby's saying, because Bobby ran out of material. He's saying that. Shut up and listen. I love Aruba, okay? You know what? I'm not going to attack you, okay? Because I don't need to attack somebody and tear you down to build myself up, because I'm already built up. What happened was Bobby was trying to get me into Aruba, which was very nice of him. He was saying hopefully nice things like I do about him. And then, I said, I want to go to Aruba. I want to take my wife and daughter on vacation, right?
That's me.
And that's...
Can I say something? No,
can I... No, you've been...
Stop! Let him say something.
Let me save you from something.
What?
I didn't give them details of the thing that we talked about, because I am not stupid. I just...
Oh, wait, that's... Don't rephrase that, please. Rephrase that.
I did not give them details. You're about to just... Give details. I said a person.
Yeah. What details? Let me give details. Give a couple details.
Our conversation is still between us.
Oh.
You're about to make.
I'd like to know what that is now. It sounds ominous and.
Curious.
Sounds very Einstein. Jeffrey Epstein.
Bobby.
Stupid.
What?
You're smarter than me, so you make that decision.
No, I'm not going to make. Look, first of all, what flavor milkshake are you drinking?
See, you don't hurt my feelings.
Yes, because you ran out. Of,
can I just say
so
one thing?
Dumb? I'll take it. I'm fat and you're dumb.
No, I can always get.
What your tour name should be? You guys should go on the road together. That's what you call. I'm fat and he's dumb. The fatso and the Dunning-Kruger.
The problem is that Rich is also a little fat and Bobby's also a little dumb.
I'm not a little fat.
Which is which?
Well, whatever. I, you know what? There's no reason to go into the story. Thank you, Bobby, for recommending me. And like any.
What happened in the story? Let's get the details out.
Oh, look! It's little instigator Sam. Sam, who has a little bit of blood from the last host. Here's what happened. Bobby recommended me.
What does that mean, though? Is it an Opie dick?
I don't go after people anymore.
Opie bit Sam before he left.
No, if anything, Sam bit Opie.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Opie never did anything on his own.
Sit in that chair, be entertaining, and he bit him on his neck.
Oh, it always. Just like me. Oh, so anyhow, Bobby recommended me, and talked me up. Well, one, I was booked at this place during COVID, but I canceled because I just didn't want to go there in the midst of COVID. This is back when it was, you know, real COVID, and I didn't want to go. And the guy understood, and I gave him a month and a half advance when I can't. I didn't cancel last minute. So I said to Bobby, you know, I'd like to go back. What?
Can you have Bonnie rewrite this so it's shorter and to the point?
I don't know what I'm rewriting. I don't know.
Hopefully it's your obituary.
The way I'm sitting, it looks...
What's that? No, hers. I said hers.
Oh, that's fine. I don't mind that.
What happened? You canceled COVID. Yeah, get to it, intelligent Elon Musk.
All right. Look at that dumb hat.
Did you hear his like slam on you though?
What'd I say?
He called you intelligent Elon Musk.
What does that mean?
Yeah, no, it's a conundrum for all of us.
What's conundrum?
Yeah.
So Bobby got me, and I said, yeah, I just want to take my wife and get there. And then the guy called, texted me Monday. He goes, can you get a COVID test and come in this week? And I couldn't cancel what I have the last. And it was nice that he's. So I was talking to Bobby. I go, oh, this fucking guy. But I wasn't being mean. I just come across.
I love your fucking, the way you just did that. You're hilarious. First of all, I'm so glad that I don't have to be with you.
Like in a marriage? Yeah, I hear you.
2 hours. Like the fact that Bonnie has to live with you is fucking mind numbing. Is he misrepresenting how he said it the first time?
Always.
He's going, he literally, the word fucking is a negative when you bring it up. When you go,
no.
Fucking guy, no. You never go, this fucking guy.
No. Yes. He goes, if you...
Oh, yeah, really? Is it a negative when you go, I like fucking?
When you say it to me, it is.
It's so funny. Thank God Bonnie's here to make this funny.
Do you want to know what the conflict was? Bob brought you up today because he was informing Jim and I of something we didn't even know anything about. He said that you're...
What's that, talent?
From the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yeah, he said you're something.
I brought this up years ago that Rich... It's not suffering. It's a theory of people in life. So if you're... The dumber you are, the smarter you think that you are, and the smarter you are, the less you understand that you know. So
Bobby must think he's brilliant, because let me tell you something, I'm very smart.
But even when you tell Rich the thing, dumb people think they're smart, he'll be like, I'm smart! You're like, did you just hear the thing?
Look, you're stupid, because, hey, guess what? Bonnie is getting a new car that I made happen within...
What does that have to do with Dunning-Kruger effect?
I'm just saying I make things happen.
It's literally, we read the symptoms, and literally the problem is that people think that because they're good at one thing, that transfers over to other things.
Which
is literally what you just did, Rich. You said I'm smart.
Oh my
Sam,
God,
yeah. Sam. I bought Bonnie a car.
Sam, how many times... In the last week when I did Zoom with you guys, did I compliment you? Did I say how great you are? And how
what does that have to do with it?
Because Sam...
If you compliment somebody, he can't be honest with you.
Oh, so he's not allowed to read the facts?
No, because let me tell you about that Benedict Arnold host over there. Like if he... Not you, Sam.
Benedict?
Whatever his name
is. Is that who you're going to meet in Aruba?
Anyhow, listen, there's no...
You look good today, by the way. You look very put together. together today. You look really good.
Thank you. I bought a treadmill.
He's not wearing a hat. See?
I know. Take the hats off. You look so much better without the hats.
Oh, look at that. Fucking it's fucking the fucking elephant man telling Gary Grant, Cary Grant, you know, about looks.
Gary Grant. Wow.
Huh? What's that?
Stop with your finger at the camera.
I'm holding my phone. I'm holding it in my hand as we do our podcast. My Wife Hates Me podcast.
He won't pause the podcast.
Why would I pause the podcast? I got stuff to do. And this is...
Can't hear us, can it? Or through the phone?
Oh, I wonder if they can hear you guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got you right by the mic.
Now you do. You didn't before.
I did.
The whole thing.
Yeah, this is magic.
Well, listen, we got to wrap this up.
I don't like the way I'm presented here. Like I'm like behind my husband. Like
yeah. And you should stand up for me anytime you find a guy. You and Bobby team up on me every time you two talk.
But it's hard to, because we said Dunning-Kruger is when you're dumb and you think you're smart, and you were like, I'm smart. You should have been like, I don't think I'm that smart. Then you would have appeared smart. Then I could have been like, see, he's a smart guy.
Ugh, you're so dumb.
I am dumb. I am dumb. I'm dumber than people think I am.
Bonnie has the other one. Smart people think they're dumb. I forget what that's called. What is that called?
It's called Marrying Rich Voss.
Oh, whoa. Look at that. There goes her partners cracking up, Bobby. They on a TV show, they attack me.
Did you ever think that you're just an asshole?
Yes.
He
accuses Raina and I of...
No.
He accuses everyone and me of, like, ganging up on him.
Well, everybody gangs up on you. Why don't you change?
Well, I mean, Bonnie, to be fair, like, you have taken Bob's side with all of Bob's points on
it. It's just true. It's not taking a side. I'm leaning into the truth. That's all.
As long as you don't lean into me.
Good
luck. Bonnie barely likes me, but the fact that
what are you
tonight?
Well, she's not. First of all,
I'll take a crack at Bobby if he says something stupid.
Oh, really? Every time he opens his mouth, Bobby.
That's the fucking Dunning-Kruger effect in effect, right there.
What? Why are you doing radio? What are you promoting?
I know they just asked me to come on.
Don't try to switch the conversation.
Hold on,
he drops the phone, his little turtle hand. I think he tried to hang up on us and he dropped it.
No, I didn't try to hang up. I like talking to you guys.
Oh.
I don't know what he was doing last night, but he took off four of his rings. So
what?
I think age, when I was in Aruba, I went into a jewelry store, and there is something about getting older that makes you want to buy. I had to fight the urge to buy jewelry.
Yeah, because you start to get invisible as you get older, so you know, you do flashy things.
He's not getting invisible, not this one. hey, when you were in Aruba, did you...
Here it comes.
No, forget, I was going to say something nice.
Never say anything nice. And if you do say something nice, it's something very viciously mean after it. I'm trying to help you fucking diagnose what's wrong with you and make you a better person. Just like yesterday on the phone when I said, hey, dude, maybe you should look at it in a positive way and stop being negative. And you're like, no, I wasn't being...
I wasn't being negative.
Oh, yeah, no, he'll do that. He'll just completely deny the thing that he's doing.
Hold on. Your witness is on the stand.
He'll yell. I experience this all the time. He'll yell about something, and you'll be like, well, you have to somehow get rid of your anger. I'm not angry. Why do you think I'm angry? You're like...
I guarantee you, Bonnie, yeah, when he goes, fucking blah, 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 if I went, yeah, fucking asshole, he'd be like, right?
No.
Yes.
Listen.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Stop. I actually went, as a friend, I went, hey, man, you should look at it a different way and stop being negative. It's a positive thing.
Yeah.
You got what you wanted. It just didn't work out. He's like, dude, I'm not mad.
I wasn't mad. I come across...
Maybe you were mad, right? Says fucking... I never go, fucking Colin Quinn.
I do all the time.
What's wrong?
I love him so much. Such a good guy.
I do it all the time. See, Bobby, I grew up, I'm more street than you. I grew up, and that's how we talk. I'm a little, right, Sam? You know.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
Is there a Dunning-Kruger for street?
Like, that's why you look cool.
Yeah, you're street. You're more the street than me. Whatever. Okay.
If there's a Dunning-Kruger for thinking you're more street.
I was in jail at 13 on robbery, assault, battery, most trespassing, but yeah. You're almost street.
Yes, cooler. No, because you're stupid and got... First of all,
Daisy Dukes to get crack at her projects.
First of all,
and also look at what you're doing now. Is this street? Is this street? You like? Oh my! I'm so street.
Yeah, exactly. You're very street.
Yes.
Can I
go?
This is what I think, Rich. He uses the same level of anger for if he's interrogating someone to find out like where kidnappers took his kids. So when he's talking, I'm always like, I don't have your kids. Like I just keep saying that to him. Try to get through.
Well, listen, I thank you for the intervention, but
what is this with
what?
Your hand?
What are you doing? What are you?
He's
are
like verklempt or something.
The Waltons?
Yeah.
What else? When did Norton bail out? Was it last year or the year before?
No, 4 years ago. I'll be talking soon.
I figure I'll just jump in.
He's making a clip for his Instagram.
Yes, I am. No,
another bit that didn't work out.
Another.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We don't all have an hour of them in a row.
Oh.
I don't get it. Is that to me?
It wasn't a good joke.
Yeah, he said you have an hour.
Oh, well.
An hour of bad clips.
Listen, dude, you can't accept. Here's your problem. Can I say it to you?
No.
You don't have to accept it, but I know you won't.
Just don't pretend you're doing it as a friend. You're doing it because you're annoyed.
No, I'm doing it as a friend.
No.
I really am. Listen, I talk to Boss every day. We talk all the time. All the time.
We got to stop that.
But I really, as a friend, you will not change.
You're right.
No, that's not good.
Don't.
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Men Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Oh my God. Why did you hang up? Because he's giving you like an actual thing.
No, because here's the thing.
Oh, Norton really got me there.
Yeah. Huh? He really got
an hour in a row. I'm impressed that he thinks I can do an hour.
Nick. Is Nick there?
I'm here.
Produce? Could people understand what was going on through that whole thing?
I was able to hear everything.
Oh, so you could hear them perfectly?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow, that was a little, we've never done that, radio and a podcast at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think we should do it again.
Well, if we just live in the moment. That just happened. It wasn't planned, you know, so whatever. You know.
All right.
All right. So.
Well, he has a lot of the same complaints that I do.
Bobby, he doesn't get me.
Well, and neither do I. So the two people closest to you don't get you.
What Bobby's not closer to me than my kids.
Well, your kids have a lot of the same issues.
No, they don't.
Raina doesn't?
Nah, Raina's too young to have an opinion.
Okay, so there's no growth that... This is what people that get irritated with you, they don't like that you... It's like a brick wall, like you won't allow anything. Even when the facts are like people are telling you, your best friend is telling you something, your
he's
wife
not my
is
best
telling
friend, he's in my top three.
Richard, see what I mean? Like it's so annoying to people because you say things like that where it's like it's just deflection of what the actual thing is.
Okay, doctor.
Again with do you see what you're doing? But you don't. There's no. You find no truth in what he says.
You know what? I think next week this podcast, I'm going to lay on the couch.
Okay. And you sit on the chair. I would love it. Get you some fucking help.
And you know, and you sit on a chair. When we first met, all I did was counsel and help Bonnie. I remember over the phone and talk her through stuff. When
I just let you talk. I was just nicer then. I just was like, oh, he thinks he's helping. Let him go.
Are you kidding me?
I remember the first, like, however many, you know, the first year of our weird relationship in the beginning, I didn't talk at all.
That's not true.
Because you talk so much. I remember going on dates with you where you just did not stop talking the entire time.
That's not true.
It was like this podcast. If I just didn't talk, what would happen?
First of all, I remember a couple of times you called me crying and I talked you down, you know, over certain things. And, you know, I was there for you and I'm always there for you. Bonnie wanted a car. Instead of going to a dealer and dealing with all that, I took care of it. We got her a car that she loves within less than an hour.
I don't have it yet, but I'm going to get it this week.
Yeah. Within less than an hour. Purchased. Her trade-in value, I took care of everything within an hour.
Listen, hold on, I'm a closer.
I'm a closer.
Right, wait, I'm gonna sneeze.
Oh.
Two.
That's the worst sneeze I've ever heard.
Okay, sorry. But listen, nobody's saying you're all bad. We're saying that there's like a place for growth. So if you listen to what Bobby said and what I said, which is that you often are angry when you don't need to be.
I'm not angry. It comes off angry because of my rough exterior.
Well, then...
I have a rough exterior.
If it causes fights with your...
It doesn't cause a fight.
Best friends and your wife, then maybe you should do something about it.
All right.
It does cause fights.
No, it doesn't cause fights. It causes misrepresentation.
Okay, but again, you're saying it doesn't cause fights. Why would you say that?
With me and Bobby.
And why would you, like, flip out a knife during all this?
I'm trying to open the tissues. These are the worst tissues I've ever had.
It's hard to talk to you about this stuff. And honestly, it frustrates people because they see the same complaints over and over and you just refusing to even acknowledge that there's an issue so there can be no fixing it. He just said you're never going to change.
Well,
why do you think he said that?
Because he's smart. He thinks he is.
So you feel honestly that
I change
no
all the
change
time.
could benefit you.
Of course, I grow all the time. I'm a growing commodity. I grow all the time.
So he's saying, look at the things positively. I say that a lot.
And I usually do.
No, you don't usually do.
Oh,
you
really?
Sometimes do.
No, 75% of the time. Yes.
Rich.
Yes. You don't know what goes on in my head all the time.
Well, then that's sad. Then I feel bad for you.
I don't always...
Like, I literally, like, I'll be in my room and... Oops, that's
my coffee.
I can hear you being like, oh, Jesus Christ, God damn... And that's all I hear. And it's like, the cat has rubbed up against you.
No, I play with a cat all day. But the cat always pushes...
Some piece of food or, you know, the fridge didn't close properly or whatever. These little teeny tiny things that you're just walking around like, oh, God damn it, fucking Jesus Christ, God damn it.
Whatever.
You know, it's like, really?
Sorry, Gandhi, but let me explain
something. No, but I'm just saying for your own, like, well-being, it's not healthy.
There's a lot of things that aren't healthy. You know what's not healthy?
What?
Those banana muffins you made when I'm trying to lose weight.
They are pretty healthy.
No, they're not healthy. No muffins.
They have, like, a little bit of oil in them and a little bit of sugar, and the rest is just banana and...
And what? And flour?
And, yeah, but I used,
What?
Like, gluten-free flour.
Isn't flour bad for you?
Well, everything's bad for you. That's processed, and it's very, very processed.
What, flour?
Mm-hmm.
What's it come from, flour?
You really don't know?
I swear to God.
But yet you have what's your IQ?
141.
But you don't know. This is the number one question.
What?
To determine if you're mentally retarded or not. What is flour made of? It can be made of a lot of things. But predominantly?
Flowers. No.
I'm going to say it and you're going to be like, oh, I knew that.
Well, hold on. I probably do know it. It just slipped my mind.
What kind of rounds do you like? Those rounds. Which ones do you like?
The whole wheat.
Oh, there you go. You got it.
Flour comes from wheat?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. How did they do that?
Should we go through foods?
Wait, how did they do that? Wheat grows like...
Right, and then there's the, like, little seed stuff in it, right?
They take I don't know. I've never seen
wheat. And they ground that.
And that's flour? Wheat.
Then they bleach it so that it's white.
So flour's wheat?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but it can be made from other things, obviously. It can be made from rice or almonds or...
Flour can?
Mm-hmm. That's the gluten-free flour.
See, this is farm shit that you learned growing up. We didn't learn that in the street.
Yeah. You know what canola used to be called?
Canola what, oil?
Canola seed.
What was it called? Oh, it don't. It's racist.
No, it was called rape seed. They just called it rape seed. So then my dad would always be like,
"That's in
look
Canada.
Look at all the rape he has. Boy, he's got some nice rape over there." You know, is that funny?
No.
I think it's funny when I look back on it.
Well, I don't see the humor in it, but.
Am in the process of making a deal with a Canadian company for they want to buy the rights to my book to make a TV show for Canada.
As a kid, right?
About the high school years in Canada.
Oh.
That'll be fun and funny.
It'll be cool.
I hope it happens.
So do I. Then we got to move to Canada to watch it, right?
It'll be on Netflix Canada, but it's going to be so good that the U.S. will pick it up, just like Schitt's Creek or something.
I can't wait till they get to your marriage years.
Everyone says stay away from that. Everyone's like,
Why?
Because they don't want you in it. Sorry, I didn't know how to do it without being blunt.
Someone said that?
No.
Oh.
Well, like what, in the Canadian version? I don't think they want like Mr. New Jersey...
Yeah. Well, whatever. That's a cool idea. I'm behind that one.
But some of them you're not?
Yeah. I'm behind all of them, but certain people, I don't
want to deal with. Well, tonight I have a meeting with FX about the Marina Franklin television program.
That one I'm behind.
That I'm writing?
That one I'm behind. I'm behind the last one, except for certain people. You know. But... You know what
you're
doing.
Can you please stop picking at your nails?
I got to get this. All right. Anyhow, we only have like 4 minutes to go.
Damn. We didn't even get into any of the
what
juicy stuff.
What are you talking about?
You know, your TV shows and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just finished.
And any kind of like home repairs and stuff.
Oh, man, I've been doing so much.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's go.
No.
Why?
Put the new workout bench in. Got it. Worked on that. The tool room, I remodeled it. The tool room. We have a tool room. We have, you know, a workout room. We have a guest room. You know, what are you looking at?
Once in a while, I look into the camera.
Oh, what else? You know, so I worked on the tool room
yesterday.
I make
contact with the
tool room
yesterday. To those people behind me.
I had to go talk with my booking agent yesterday. And, you know, my calendar's almost... I wanted to stay away from working too much, you know. But, like, May, you know, there's a lot of road stuff, and I wanted to stay away from that. But there's only so much local stuff you can do. You know, this week I'm in Saratoga at the Comedy Works, and then next week I got to go to Colorado Springs, which Colorado Springs is supposed to be beautiful. I've been to Aspen, Denver. I've never been to Colorado Springs, but it's supposed to be beautiful if you're a snow person. I'm not a snow person.
If anyone is still listening, I'm sorry.
What?
What?
I'm just saying. And then after Colorado Springs, I go to Vegas, which I'm looking forward to.
Do we really need to hear this? Okay, you got a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
Put together the treadmill.
Yeah, it's just like a $350 treadmill. It's like a small one, not one of these gigantic.
Everyone's like, is it the Peloton? No.
No, we don't do that.
I would have.
I'm not getting it. There used to be like bicycle spin classes and all kinds of classes at gyms. You never did it there, so...
I did a couple times, but yeah, all right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, I think that Peloton's a good idea for, you know, people that
I use my rower more.
Yeah. You're not doing a Peloton rower. Do they have that, a Peloton class?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, we work out all the time, so we do it on our own because that's what we're used to. It's part of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I'm just saying, we work out. We don't need Peloton. And there's not, we're not against it. I mean, if they ask us to be...
Why is this interesting to anyone? Keep going. Come on. You can do it. You can say something interesting. You got us.
I don't want to say...
Before we go, let's have you say one interesting thing.
I don't want to say... All I'm saying is, a friend of mine recommended a movie, right? No names. And I got to watch it, but it's subtitles, the whole movie, or it's dubbed. And when we watch dubbed movies, they're horrible. We've never finished a dubbed movie, have we?
I don't do dubs.
We've done it before. And
I
it
don't
sounds,
mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it. I can't do it at all.
Yeah, it's horrible. But the subtitles, you got to sit there, you know, that's why I stopped.
You can't be on your phone.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention.
It moves quick. You know, it's like...
Did you ever watch Parasite a couple of years ago, a movie?
No.
Oh, it's subtitled, but it's really good. Anyway.
Well, I got to watch this movie because I saw the trailer. It looks great. But that's why I quit school, because I don't want to sit there and read all day.
That's a good reason.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in English class and I asked to go to the bathroom and I just kept leaving, walking out. He gave me a bathroom pass and I never came back. Thank God I didn't leave a coat there. Well, that's it.
Okay, well, that's our interesting tidbit moment from Rich Voss.
And I want to thank Matt for fixing my email. I don't want to say his last name. I will next week if he says. He's watching our podcast, and he wrote to me, he goes, "You two say nothing, but it's so addicting."
This is the worst thing in the world. Sorry, I want to apologize. Just every week, I apologize. I want to apologize to our listeners. Thank you so much. Next week, we're going to do a really good one. I promise you. We're gonna pick it up.
You think they have a clip this week?
No.
Nick, do you think you have a clip?
I think there's a couple things for sure.
Oh.
Oh. Make me look funny.
I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, really?
I mean, what did you say that was funny?
A lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad.
To Bobby, Norton, and Sam.
Oh, what about to me? Did you say anything funny?
I don't remember. All I know is you had the worst sneeze I've ever heard on Earth. And, you know, you were funny. You had some good lines.
I don't remember any of them. But
yeah, you had good lines. Well, listen. We got to go.
We made some progress today with you, though.
No.
Looking at your behavior, seeing how you can maybe improve.
No.
Okay, well, the rest of my life is going to be shitty.
No, but you'll have a new car.
But I will have a new car. I'm going to spend my whole life in my new car.
I might get one, too. I like how it looks. Bonnie goes, Go ahead. Yeah. We'll see. I like my car, but I like hers better. I think
you just don't like me having something nicer than you.
That, oh no, like, I don't mind.
You have to.
No, I don't mind that. You know, because they're just cars.
He did if say, you like, had, "Oh, you shouldn't drive it to the city."
Yes, I don't believe you should. There's crazy drivers in this city.
I mean, why would I buy a car and then not use it? To look at?
Not to go to the city.
No, that's the whole point, is that I'm sitting in my car for an hour each way. Like, of course I want to take it to the city.
Ugh. The city's...
Of course. That's why I bought a nice car. So
the city's... you bought it to show off. But the city's a war zone.
To show off to myself. Well, to sit in a nice vehicle.
Well, that's a good... I agree with that. But the city's a war zone. I just don't like the city. I don't like going there in a shitty car or a beautiful car. I just don't like going there anymore. It's just gross. It's not like it used to be. Maybe it will come back. You know, the clubs, everything about the city grosses me out.
Very positive.
No, it's true.
Is that negative?
No, that's positive. I'm telling you what the fuck.
How is that positive? Now you're really stretching. How is that a positive statement?
Because it's the truth.
Yeah, but that's not positive because the truth could be negative.
It's positive towards, for me.
No, it's not.
To not go.
It's not positive in any way.
Not to, to not, if, okay, say there was a battle in your front yard and you don't walk into it. Is that positive? Yes. So the battle is the battle of New York that I don't like walking into. That's all. That's positive.
Okay.
That's looking,
I guess,
up.
Bobby's right.
No.
You're never going to change because you can't see your own behavior.
Are you stupid? You don't know positive and
negative.
I am
stupid.
We used to have titles for these podcasts. How come we don't have titles anymore?
I think we do. We just, you're not picking them?
I haven't picked a title in a year.
I guess.
Know what else we haven't had in a year? A read. we don't have any, not even fucking Manscaped, not even Blue Chew, nothing.
I think it's because of
what?
Our background.
No. We have no reads, and it's not our producer's fault. He does a great job. Nick, that's his name.
But is this negative?
No. This is positive.
How is this positive?
Because maybe it'll step it up and get us some reads.
You could use negative for, like, positive purposes. It's still negative.
Yeah, you're telling me.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, and have a great week. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, goodbye. Oh, I'm in Saratoga this weekend, then Colorado Springs, and then Vegas, the Plaza. All right. Anything you want to say? You're in New York this weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm at the Stand on Saturday.
Peace out. We're out.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression. Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you. What's possible?
All of it.
Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression. Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you. What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com. Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life. Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
Expression. Expression. Calling icons.
And iconoclasts. Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it.
Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.